contains a refuge appendix, which I'm going to read a little more about a little later. Matter of fact, before I forget that, because sometimes I forget, I want to read, I talked about the refuges early, but I didn't mention exactly what to take on the way to the refuge while I'm remembering this thought. In book 48, like this one here, my wife did a nice compendium of all the messages on the refuges. And I'm just going to read a little bit about what it says about to take to our refuges. So it says, what are we to take? Mostly what we can carry in a backpack are sacramentals of holy water, rosaries, scapulars, the Bible, blessed salt, blessed candles, and a Benedictine cross. These will be our weapons, as Jesus doesn't want us to kill others with guns. Yes, we can take our pets, as they are also God's creatures. This is primarily a spiritual battle of principalities and powers, as it manifests itself on the earth. Of the practical items, Jesus recommends a little food and water, in other words, we bring that along in a backpack, and that will be multiplied to help us on the way. A few changes of clothes, especially warm ones if you're in the north, a sleeping bag or blanket, a small portable shovel if you have to dig out a cave or something, a deer knife, because the deer will be brought to us, we'll then have to cut them up, an umbrella, a small tent, and mosquito net if you wish. I don't like the bugs, so I asked a nice mosquito net. He also was suggesting a detailed map that includes back roads, as we'll be using the main highways because we'll be monitored with checkpoints. The maps will be needed most for those who already know where they are going and those whose faith may be weaker in trust. So those will be ways of helping us and what to do when we go on refuge. So those are the basics. I'm going to share a little some of the messages that I've been having of recent, as long as time permits. I'm going to start first with the January 3rd message. This was speaking of the new year. I could see a contrast and a safe home of today, and then a rustic rural refuge of tomorrow. And Jesus said, my people, you are warm and comfortable in your heating homes of today, but you need to be prepared to pack your sacramentals and your backpacks for when you will have to go to my refuges for your protection. Leaving all of your possessions behind may seem like a difficult thing to do under today's situation, with no physical threats. But when your life and soul are in jeopardy from the evil ones, you will gladly leave to be in my safe havens. One of the things I tell people is, you come into this life and you don't have any money or possessions, and you go out and you don't have any when you leave. But so it doesn't matter which point you lose it. So if you leave it behind and you go to refuge, it's okay. I mean, you're going to lose it eventually anyway. So here he's talking now, he showed me a calendar of this coming year. I could see the Lord presenting me with a calendar of the coming year 2008. And Jesus said, my people, you are always anxious to ask for more messages about the coming year. That's man's curiosity, I guess. But I will only give you the sign of Jonah, which is the message of repentance or face my justice. That's the same sign he gave to the people of his own day. This will be like a year which is like no other. Now that statement was pretty strong. The events of this year will be dramatic, and you need to be more spiritually prepared than you are today. I will give you more details of the coming events as time draws near to them. I can only repeat my request for your prayers, which are needed now more than ever before. Evil is being granted its brief reign, so you'll see this evil growing worse before I will come in victory. I will not leave you orphans, but you must be strong in your faith at this time. So he's really warning us there. Already we've seen some pretty strong windstorms just in our own local area here. Over 24,000 without power, and other areas of the country also have been experiencing strong wind, even tornadoes and hurricane force. So we've seen some of these already. Our Lord talked on January 10th of this year, of 2008, speaking about the prophets of the end time. And it's interesting here, I love this quotation because it's really a strong one about Jesus when he was just starting out in his mission. I could see Jesus reading the scroll of scripture in a synagogue at Nazareth. Jesus said, my people, today's gospel reading includes a quotation from Isaiah that described my mission to the people of my time. This is in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 through 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim to the captives release and sight to the blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of recompense. After I sat down, I proclaimed, in Luke chapter 4, verse 21, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Because I came from Nazareth, they could not believe that I could be the Messiah and say these things. So they tried, in other words, they were accusing him of blasphemy. So they tried to throw me over the hill, but I walked through them since it was not my time. A prophet is not accepted in his own town. Even today, you are seeing the end time signs all around you, as indeed the prophecies of these times are being fulfilled in your hearing as well. Listen to my true prophets of this time, for my spirit is guiding them as well to prepare your souls for the evil time of the tribulation. I call on my end time prophets to be true to your missions as I give you the grace to proclaim my word that now is the acceptable time to repent and be saved. And there was one, even now we're seeing these power outages, as I mentioned before, with the wind. He talked about this coming again back in November 2nd, 2007. I could see people using generators for power in the winter when there was a power failure over a large area. Jesus said, my people, remember the message that I gave you, how the one world people will use power outages to enhance their means of takeover in America. So not only would they be premeditating an emergency or an event that would precipitate an emergency for martial law, but at the same time they would implement a law. They would shut off the power, so it would throw us, paralyze us even more, so that they could provide that takeover. They already are planning a massive event involving many deaths to make way for an excuse to have martial law. Shutting down the power grid lines is their way to paralyze the people to allow their takeover. They could use planned terrorism to take out a nuclear power plant, as witnessed in Arizona, where radiation and a power outage would raise havoc on many people. They could use the HARP machine to cause ice storms and put out many power lines. HARP machine is a microwave producer that can move the jet streams around and cause different weather problems. All of these methods fit in with their plan for an American takeover that will be coming soon. Again, when you see martial law declared or mandatory chips in the body, prepare quickly to leave for my refuges by calling on me and your guardian angel to lead you to the nearest refuge. By seeking my protection, the evil ones will not be able to capture you or kill you. Trust in my power and help to provide for all of your needs, even in the middle of winter. I'm going to share with you now, because our Lord talks about abortion as being one of the most difficult sins that our country is going to be paying for. One was on December 12th, and the other was on, that's Our Lady of Guadalupe, and December 28th, which is the Holy Innocents. So the first one on December 12th. And he's speaking here of abortion as, in other words, those that don't do anything to fight abortion. Our Lady is speaking of this. Our Lady gave the message. She's saying that if we don't do anything to fight abortion, that we are actually committing a sin of omission. So I could see darkness at first representing man's unbelief. Then I saw Tepeyac Hill, where Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego. Mary said, my dear children, I'm happy to see all of my children of Batania, we were on the trip down there, and my pilgrims rejoicing at Mass on my feast day of Guadalupe. Your singing and your prayers are very effective in sharing your love with all of heaven. All the saints in heaven and Maria Esperanza are encouraging you in all of your efforts to save souls. This darkness in the sky in the vision represents the sins of mankind and your weak faith in the word of my son Jesus. The worst of these sins are your abortions of the unborn. Because in Guadalupe she was like a pregnant Indian woman. I am the patron of the unborn, as I appeared to Juan Diego as a mother pregnant with my son and your Savior. This miracle of the roses and my Guadalupe image on the tilma is a message of hope for my children to stop your abortions and hold life up as a precious gift too valuable to kill. Many of your life's problems are brought on yourselves by supporting the death culture of abortions, euthanasia, wars, and senseless killings. Continue to stand up to your society and fight to save the lives of the unborn. Continue to send letters against this death culture to your government representatives. Protest abortions at the clinics. Counsel the women contemplating abortion. and pray for these mothers and doctors to stop taking away this innocent life. If you refuse to fight abortion in some way, then you are committing one of the greatest sins of omission that there is. I love all of my children, and especially the innocent unborn little ones. My son also loves the children, so do not kill his little ones. And with that same theme of abortion, only on a little different, this is a little different explanation on abortion, same subject, but a little different aspect. He's speaking more here about birth control and how it relates to precipitating abortions. I could see, this was December 28th, I could see a couple having an affair outside of marriage. Jesus said, my people, today's feast is in memory of all the infants up to 2 years old that were killed by Herod's decree in Bethlehem. That's the Holy Innocents. This was Herod's attempt to kill me after the Magi refused to tell him where I was born. Today, there are other innocents being killed in the womb by abortion. In some instances, abortions have become the last resort birth control, where having children is either an embarrassment or an inconvenience to take care of another child. There are many sins of fornication and adultery going on in America outside of the marriage bed. Living together without marriage is a sinful lifestyle, and this flaunts their sin in my face because it is a deliberate sin against my sixth commandment. This sexual sin is compounded when any conceived children are aborted. Even among married couples, there are sins of using birth control devices, which are the precursor for abortions to control family size. The Marriage Act needs to be always open to birth, and the church only allows natural family planning methods without birth control devices. Some married couples also have abortions, thinking they cannot afford another child. All abortions kill innocent life, and they are the same as murder in my eyes. They will require a heavy payment to make reparation for the worst of sins. I still will forgive such a sin, but do not put yourself in these situations that could tempt you to have abortions. Better to have the children and give them up for adoption than have an abortion. Having children should be the product of a loving environment without any intent to kill them out of inconvenience. Life is too precious to kill, so follow my laws to avoid birth control, prostitution, fornication, or adultery that could lead to abortions. When you live a life of love according to my laws of love, then there can be true peace among everyone, especially in this Christmas season. I'm going to try and get one more message in here. One of these, this is speaking here on December 3rd about the bad movies. I could see some people watching movies. Jesus said, my people, your movies from Hollywood are corrupting souls all over the world. And this is why these actors and actresses are being tormented with the fires in California, and also they were had earthquakes there as well. Especially in our movies, the actors flaunt violent sexual scenes and vulgar language, which are a bad influence for adults and for children. I've warned you to avoid our movies, and even some PG films are bad for children. Your TV programming is also filled with the same bad influences. So guard your eyes and ears from such occasions of sin, and especially protect your children from viewing such filth. In addition to our movies, it is also important to avoid the Harry Potter movies, the Golden Compass series, and any other movies supporting witchcraft and demons for entertainment. They're not so innocent like they like to tell you, but they all lead to witchcraft and atheism. TV and movies are powerful ways to influence the mind and soul, but man has abused these media for evil purposes that require your careful discernment. So I want to thank you, and God bless you, and for all those that are watching this.